USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
10 House Republicans joined Democrats to impeach President Trump on charges of incitement of an insurrection on Wednesday. The final vote was 232 to 197. Former federal prosecutor Doug Burns tells Fox News the realities of impeaching a former president.
The principal penalty per the Constitution is removal from office. So you can only imagine the average person scratching their head saying, wait a minute, this is to remove him from office, but he's already out of office. Now that he's impeached, he can't run again and so on. So the law is that in order for that to happen, the president has to be convicted by the 67 senator votes first. Then it's an ancillary or additional penalty of disqualification.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told Republican colleagues Wednesday that he has not made a final decision on how he will vote on impeachment and that the proceedings will not begin until after the inauguration. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Social media app Parler may be gone forever after being exiled from various service providers, including Google and Amazon. CEO John Mazza made the announcement Wednesday and cited the Capitol Hill protests as the reason for conservative censorship. Legal filings said the Twitter alternative was home to 12 million users. President Trump on Wednesday addressed the Capitol Hill riot.
No true supporter of mine could ever endorse political violence. No true supporter of mine could ever disrespect law enforcement or our great American flag. Whether you are on the right or on the left, a Democrat or a Republican, there is never a justification for violence. No excuses, no exceptions. In Washington, D.C., we are bringing in thousands of National Guard members to secure the city and ensure that a transition can occur safely and without incident.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Formal charges are being brought against a former Michigan governor and others for their actions leading up to Flint's water supply poisoning their citizens. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder will face charges as part of the ongoing investigation into the Flint water crisis. Snyder was charged Wednesday with two counts of willful neglect of duty, the first time that a governor or former governor of the state has been charged with a crime related to their time in office. The misdemeanor charges are punishable with up to 1 year in prison. They stem from a cost-cutting decision made during his administration to change the source of Flint, Michigan's water supply from the Detroit water system to a contaminated Flint River, leading to pipe corrosion and lead contamination. An outbreak of Legionnaire's disease followed that killed 12 people and sickened more than 80 others. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The poisoning of Flint, Michigan water supply was first discovered in 2014. President Trump addressed the American people Wednesday and called out those that stormed the Capitol building on January 6th.
Whether you are on the right or on the left, a Democrat or a Republican, there is never a justification for violence. No excuses, no exceptions. In Washington, D.C., we are bringing in thousands of National Guard members to secure the city and ensure that a transition can occur safely and without incident.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.